Hello, my name is Fran. Welcome to the Heal Into Your Awakening podcast. I want to say thank you to everyone who takes upon their day to listen to the episodes. I appreciate you. I want to say thank you to everyone who has taken time upon themselves to rate the podcast. I appreciate that as well. And if you haven't, any of the episodes have helped you in any way, please share, please subscribe, please make a post about it and tag me in it or something. Honestly, truly, just really want to help other people as well. I appreciate the feedbacks and I appreciate that the podcast and me sharing my experiences and what spirit leads on my heart is helping you, and I would love to help other people. So please, 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 please share, rate, anything that you can do to help me to branch out a little bit more. I appreciate you. I am on TikTok, I am on Instagram as Healing to Your Awakening. So my goal is to hopefully by the end of this year, create a community like the Healing to Your Awakening podcast. I really want to create like a Facebook group to just talk about the things that we talk about in the podcast. So there's this thing with, I don't know if it's everyone, right? But I feel like people are so jaded. Legit, when I meet people, anyone new, I am excited. I am genuine about my interaction with any and everyone that I meet. And it's just unfortunate that the world is in a space where people are just so, and rightfully so, there are people whose experiences have brought them to that conclusion that people are not to be trusted and the world is this place to be feared. And I really want to create a space for people that are like me, who just enjoy connecting with other people, have an open heart, have a pure heart towards that. And I've been praying about it and I look forward to spirit creating that avenue. So please help me to get out there a little bit more. We can attract more people like us. And then, yeah, I look forward to it, but it's been on my heart and I'm praying about it. So fingers crossed. Last episode, I talked about don't believe everything you feel. That was the revelation right before I came back. But in that process, I feel like I went through steps. And I wanted to talk about the step before I came to that conclusion, which was acceptance. I don't know if I've quite fully accepted everything yet. I started my spiritual awakening in 2018. I went through different phases of that awakening. And in every single phase, there was some level of acceptance there. But after discovering the law of assumption, I've realized that I still carry a lot of the burdens from my past. And that creates, it weakens your protective barrier. I'm trying to say things in the best way I feel like everyone can understand. Without accepting who you were before, what has happened to you, you might be conscious of what's happening, but it takes away layers of that consciousness when you haven't accepted things. And I want to dive into that a little further. Shall we begin? So how do I start? I'm going to give the last experience I had before I came that right. So if you listened to the last episode, if in case you didn't, and this is your first time coming across this episode, I'm somebody who experienced childhood trauma. I'm aware of it. I've intellectualized my experience and how I navigate life. And I have tried to the best of my ability, to the best of my consciousness, right? The consciousness that version of myself had to be able to heal. Not heal, but just really thrive in my experience. But there are incidents in my life that kept reminding me that I had too much of a familiar feeling in my present moment that I felt like I needed to address. I was experiencing things as the old story of unworthiness was playing to me. I did not become conscious of it until something happened. I just recently got promoted, and there is someone who didn't really want me to get the job. She had apparently told my boss that he would regret hiring me. and someone told me about it, and that haunted me. Mind you, I practice a law of assumption. I'm in therapy, and I have all these things that I feel like it's going for myself that has me in the right direction. But hearing that and feeling how I felt, conscious friend, the friend who is intentionally trying to create, that was a trigger for me, because it reminded me that someone else's opinion made me feel so unworthy. I knew I had to do something about it. Her saying that made me feel like a liability to my boss. It made me feel like I had to be on pins and needles. I had to do the best that I could possibly do. And yes, I want to do the best that I could possibly do. I do not want to be based off of a fear, because I knew within myself that I would create more of that. So that was a big trigger for me. I noticed myself starting to make mistakes, little silly mistakes. And I would then become so paranoid about the mistakes. It could be something as simple as clicking reply to an email and not reply all. And then someone will be like, they didn't get the email. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm so incompetent. He's going to feel like he regrets hiring me, that I'm not worthy of the position. That then led me into that feeling of unworthiness, feeling like a liability. And that feeling of being a liability is something that I carried around for a long time in my life. So as somebody who wakes up and, you know, scripts, so scripting in the law of assumption community is just writing out affirmations. I can't just sit there and speak affirmations. I'm learning. I'm not going to use the word can't on anymore, but I am learning to, but it's not my strong suit. So I noticed that sitting there and writing for 10, 15 minutes affirmations that I want for myself is the best way. But feeling stuck or resistance when I say certain things because of what was transpiring at work made me remember that I needed to work on it. So that was that. And then I had that experience where in the last episode, we were out for a Christmas party and she got a price. I got a price. No one asked me about what I got, but they asked her about what she got. We both got the same thing at the same time. That made me feel irrelevant. And I went there, and it's so funny because that day we had an ugly sweater party and I won the contest. But immediately that one little thing happened, I noticed myself slumping over, being on my phone and all that good stuff, where this was a work event, this was a networking event, and I immediately saw how I was sabotaging my future by being in my past. When I went home, I sat with myself and it was like, okay, this is too familiar. I'm sick of feeling like this. I'm sick of doing these things to myself. So those two things happened. And then I went out to dinner for my aunt's birthday. And then that lady had said what she said. You know, I went over that in the last episode. I don't want to really go through that again. And that triggered me. My son had brought it up to his grandmother, who asked me about it. And she said, you should have called me and I would have picked him up. It took away the anxiety that I had that he felt the way I felt, because he didn't even explain it to her the way that I experienced it. He explained it casually. So I was here projecting my feelings on my son. My son is not me. He doesn't have the mom and the family and the relationships I did. I had those things, but I was literally still walking with that burden. And that's my thing, right? I appreciate that every and anyone can listen to this episode or this podcast, but really, I want to appeal to my brothers and sisters who have experienced childhood trauma. It is so hard to pinpoint that you're living from that place. A lot of times we think we've healed, we are educated about mental health and all these other things, so we think we know. Oftentimes we're carrying the same burden every day. I noticed with other adults. And I've also noticed that with myself. But once I pinpointed it with myself, I started to see it in other people. Are you one of those people where if a group of people are doing something but it don't include you, you get so offended and you've had childhood trauma that is that seeping in, that need and that desire to be included? Our lives is 95% unconscious and 5% conscious. And our body and our brain is like a computer system. It compartmentalizes experiences. So a lot of times we're unconsciously living through these things that we've experienced in our past. Because again, our body is a tool of survival and it wants to keep repeating the things we've experienced. It's one of those things where it's like, I like what I know. Consciously, we don't enjoy pain, but unconsciously, our body, our brain, human essence of us wants repetition. It wants what it knows. This is where you feel that feeling and be like, oh, okay, this is not new to me. And then you readjust it. But acceptance is a crucial part of that readjusting. I consider myself a conscious creator. I believe that my guides, my ancestors, these beings are helpers. But really, I am the one who's calling the shot. Taking your time to know yourself. Really, not just know yourself from watching TikToks and seeing these mental health specialists diagnose you and you diagnosing yourself from that. Or listening to tarot readings or people telling who you are. Or really sitting down with yourself and knowing yourself good and bad, ugly or beautiful. If you experience childhood trauma, deciding to be the adult in your life where you're no longer expecting or needing anyone to change your past is crucial. And acceptance is the first way to do that. I wanted to add a little point in here because that was such an aha moment for me. When I told my therapist about the lady that didn't like me at work, I thought he was going to give me some tools about regulating my nervous system. During that time also, I had stopped going to the gym. I started gaining all this weight. And I was talking to him and he started to ask me about that. And I said, I'm just a lazy person. I'm just lazy. And there's no other way around it. There's no justification. There's no excuse. I'm a lazy person. And if you listened to the last episode, but in case you didn't, there's a part where when you start repeating old patterns from your past, because your brain compartmentalizes things, everything is in a department, you open door to one, you open door to the others. He said, I don't accept that. I don't accept that you're a lazy person. There's other things that's transpiring within you. But what I hear is the voices of your aunt and your mother and the people who are around you as a child. He said that as you keep focusing on this woman, she's representing someone. And she's representing an opportunity for you. I'm not going to tell you exactly what you need to do. But as far as regulating your nervous system, there are tools. You know the tools. You've done it. But I think this is way deeper than easing your way through anxiety. There's a deeper message here. And I want you to go look for it. And he was right. That woman made me feel like my aunt. She made me feel small. She made me feel inadequate. She made me feel like a liability. And that's how I felt when I lived in people's homes. That's how I felt. The moment I could figure out that someone was not happy with me being around. Of course, I got back into that version of myself. And then I started to act in a way that I did as a kid. And that opened doors to other behaviors. So I want you to do some homework and look for someone who's triggering you. Think about how you act in front of them. So we all have different ways of being. Some people are angry. Some people are more tit for tat. Oh, you do me, I'm going to do you. But that is still fear-based. You're not this strong warrior when you match energies. You're also acting from a place of fear. So I want you to sit and think about someone in your life who could be replicating the behavior of someone from your past and see how the past continuously play into our present moment and how right now as we act, we're solidifying that things are okay. The brain is gathering information and giving it to different departments and everything is just compartmentalized. I want you to sit and see how that is playing out for you because that was big for me. So once I saw her and saw who she was mirroring, I then took the importance, took her off of the pedestal that she was. And I put the person who was masking themselves as her back on that pedestal in order to really do the work to take them off of it. Acceptance. There are so many times before all of this, and I still do it to an extent, where I see friends more than what they are. I start to share things with them and be a way for them, only to get disappointed eventually because they show up as they are. And then I'm disappointed because I put them on this pedestal. I saw them to be way more. I create this relationship in my head of who they are. That by itself is from a place of fear because you want to either repeat the pain or you want to rectify the past. Acceptance is the only way that you can move forward. I accept who I am. One of the ways to accept who you are is to know who you are. Look at the good and the parts that need to be adjusted. But look at what your past made you. I'll speak about me. I hear a lot that I'm such a nice person. And I don't think it's so much that I'm nice because I ain't no saint. I think that I'm intentional about not making people feel how others made me feel in my past. I go out of my way to remember names, remember little details, because I don't want anyone to feel invincible around me. If I get to know you, if I'm interacting with you, I will repeat your name so that you know that I know that I'm talking to you. And I'm intentional about that. I enjoy helping other people more than anything. I enjoy giving more than I've received because I know when I give, I want you to know that I'm not giving with expectations of getting it back. I'm giving because that's what I feel led to do. I enjoy that about myself. I enjoy entering a space, feeling somebody in pain, and genuinely wanting to help without any kind of gratification, external gratification. I enjoy that because it makes my inner child happy. Speaking of inner child, I noticed this about a year or two ago. There are these shorts on TikTok that there are these little girls who, they show this a little girl maybe who lost her mother and she's asking an adult for something to eat. Or a man is trying to take advantage of her and saying, I'm your uncle, I know you. And then these women get up and they defend the girl. They say, stand behind me. And I noticed myself crying at that. And I didn't quite realize why. I would just watch things like that, watch people saving, especially for little girls. I didn't understand where it was stemming from. I just felt I'm a sensitive person. But it's because there is a version within me that wanted that as a kid. I wanted a genuine relationship. When I think about these relationships, I don't think so much about men, but I think about women. Maybe because I didn't have my mom and I didn't have a mother figure. And in a world that glorifies mother and daughter relationships, it's a constant reminder I wasn't opportune to have it. The little girl in me felt like I was not good enough because I didn't have it. So unconsciously, I carried that in, and it played a part in it. Continue to show up in my relationships, in my romantic relationships, in my platonic relationships, at work. It followed me everywhere like a shadow. And when I sat back on my life, since I became a conscious creator, when I sit back when things are showing up in my life, I try to see where they're coming from. And oftentimes it's the past replaying itself. There's this thing I saw about sales. I don't know you can Google it, to be honest, because I don't want to butcher the information, but we're constantly growing new cells. The old ones are dying. The new cells is just a replica of the old ones. And until you start changing your way you think, changing the way you act, you're now feeding your mind new information of how you want things to play out and be. But awareness and acceptance is the foundation of that. I have so many great things about me. I wouldn't be sitting here connecting with people, genuinely doing things that I enjoy doing. I love to bring astrology and numerology, even though it doesn't make my life, but it further explains, as I've done my research and known myself, it further explains how I operate. I'm a life path number 6. I enjoy being in service. Doing this, sitting here, is something that brings a lot of joy, calm, and fulfillment to me. And I wouldn't be able to do that without having experienced the things that I've did. I wouldn't be able to enjoy giving. I don't know what I would be able to or not be able to. Let's start there. However, there are things about me that have stemmed from my trauma that I have taken. Everything from my trauma wasn't bad. There were some good things. And there are some things that I need to adjust about myself. And I hope that you can apply that. I used to come here and try to be vulnerable enough to share to where you can relate. But I want to take that up a couple of notches so it can really sink in. I really hope it does. Whether you've experienced childhood trauma or not, if you're constantly walking and overthinking or being overly observant because you want to be ready, whatever negative stuff is to come, or you're constantly having to overplay your role or perform for the validation of other people, I can tell you that I relate. I get it. But accept who you are. Accept what has happened. Accept who you are in the present moment. It's looking myself in the eye and being that parent for little Franklin. The one who didn't have anyone to be her voice of reason. The one who overly performed. The one who was overly funny when she was extremely sad inside. I want to say I know you the same way how I had to apologize to my inner child and I couldn't lie to her. I couldn't fake an explanation. I had to give her the truth. I am now able to give her the truth as far as telling her, sit down somewhere, little girl. I got us. But in order to do that, you have to build self-trust. You have to continuously act, advocate for yourself, even if it seems hard. And it's going to be hard. It's hard not making people villains in my story and not arguing with them in my head. You're looking at it from the lens of your trauma. We no longer live there. We're grown. We have a child that we get to parent. We have relationships that are wonderful and beautiful, but let's not make those relationships more than what they are. Let's not try to replace our past. Let's not try to create these bonds that are not there. Try to replace something that we never had. It is okay. I am a spiritual being having a human experience. God didn't just put me down on this earth. I chose this. Based on my spiritual beliefs, based on what God has shown me, I played a part in this. I came the exact time I came in this lifetime. that with the exact experiences that I have. So if someone had, and I don't want to make this about astrology and numerology and all that stuff, but that played a big part in how I learned myself, right? And there are a lot of things in my chart that holds true to who I am, right? But the moment that I was born, you would have been able to see that moon in the 12th house, a distant relationship with the mom. You would have been able to see things that have transpired. I discovered these things after they had transpired. And I was like, that explains a little bit more. But that gave me satisfaction because it made me see and notice that life was not coincidental for me. Life is not coincidental for you. Take your power back. Accept who you are. Know yourself. Love on that part. Adjust the parts of you that does not align with the conscious you, the you that you want to be. Who are you? It's going to be hard work, but take your time. Sit with yourself. Actually, when you're taking long drives, when you're taking a dump, when you're brushing your teeth, who am I? Who am I? I just discovered this new affirmation that has been helping me. I am in the interstate of consciousness. I am in the interstate of consciousness. And with that, I set the intention that my spirit and I will be even more aligned for me to see and live out my destiny. The labor that I've put in, I'm going to bear the fruit of that labor. I am a wonderful, wonderful woman. And I'm not saying it based off of what I can give to another person, but based off of what I know about myself. What do you know about you? And that should come with accepting. This has happened and this is okay. I am fine. I am well. My foundation might have been shaky. Cool. I might not have the traditional parent relationships. Cool. I might not be married. Cool. I might be of this complexion. I might be heavier set than most people, but I chose this body. I love this body. This body has fruits for me to bear. But if you continuously put yourself in a place where you're laboring and laboring and laboring, you will not bear that fruit. And part of that is accepting who you are, what you look like, how you think. If you're someone who's always putting yourself in victim mentality, this happened to me. Not cool, but okay, it's happened. How do I adjust from constantly feeling like a victim? I can step out and try to empathize with people who are the underdogs because I understand how they might be feeling. But I tell you, if you continuously think you are a victim and see yourself as one, victim experiences will continuously play out in your life because you have God within you. And until you awaken and take your birthright, who you came here to be, you will live in an unconscious, you will live unconsciously, and those things will continue to replicate itself to you. I love that we're now in the age of Aquarius and things that we idolize are revealing itself to us. I love that things are showing up. These celebrities, these people we put on a pedestal, these people's relationships that were like relationship goals. I find that even I, at some point, was that we're seeking this love, this twin flame, this soulmate relationship, where it's like we're forsaken. I don't meet too many people that say, I desire this relationship with myself, this wonderful relationship. It's always, where's she at? Where he at? Where's my soulmate? Where's my twin flame? Until you gain acceptance, right? And say, okay, in this very moment, my spirit or what has called me to be by myself, and it's okay, and build your self-concept and love on yourself. You won't even need to try to manifest or call in these soulmates or twin flames. They will come because you're full within yourself. But so many of the things we desire are based off of another person. And I find that accepting yourself, accepting your circumstances, allows you to enjoy who you are. Because if you haven't accepted, you're trying to rectify it. You rectify it by saying, okay, this is what happened. Cool. I'm cool, but cool. This is how I'm choosing to navigate my life as somebody who has experienced this. Take your power back. Accept your circumstances. I have a little bit more to say, but I'm going to include that in another episode. Appreciate that you're here. I hope this message reaches you well. I hope that you take from it. I don't know if it was scattered, but I hope that spirit creates understanding. If you know anyone who could benefit from this message, please share. I appreciate you again. I can be reached at healintoyourawakening@gmail.com. I am on Instagram as healintoyourawakening. I'm on TikTok as healintoyourawakening. Please reach out. I love to connect. And I will talk to you guys next week. I love you. Thank you. Bye.